Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, Mr. Jeremy.
As the birds bringing this back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're very excited about continuing our visit with our good friend Diana Furchtgott-Roth, one of our favorite people in the Brain Trust. She's a former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor in two administrations, Reagan and Bush 41. She's the author of a number of books, including Regulating the Disaster, and also co-authored one with Jared Meyer called Disinherited. It's all about how Washington is betraying America's young. And economics21.org, folks, I encourage you to go to that website. Diana, you have a little bit of a unique perspective when it comes to the contemplating Brexit. The leaving of England, disavowing and leaving completely the European Union. They never did let their currency go over. They never did adopt the euro, but they did join the union, didn't they? And now, now they're leaving.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's because the regulations imposed by Brussels have slowed the European Union, and the British people have got tired of those regulations.
Can I ask you a question? I've never asked you this before. What did your family, how did your family vote? Can you say?
Oh, my family in England?
Yes.
Well, some voted for and some voted against.
That's interesting. Okay, good. I appreciate you telling us that. I never had asked you that before. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So basically the EU has a very slow growth. It was started out as a free trade zone, and then it kind of grew into a regulatory zone where they try and take over a lot of decisions from the different countries, and they call it harmonization. Mm-hmm. Harmonization, of course, that sounds very nice, but would we like our regulations harmonized by a group in Bolivia,
yeah,
made up of everyone in Latin America?
Mm-hmm.
No, we wouldn't. And many English people are tired of having their regulations, taxes, and other kinds of things harmonized by a group in Brussels.
Exactly. And that was a bridge too far for the rank and file in England, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly. So there are some things about the EU that people like, and others that they don't, and in general, and so they voted to leave.
So what do you think will be the result of the Brexit, the British, on America, especially on Main Street?
Well, I think that Britain will have stronger growth. After the Brexit vote, people said that British growth was going to go down, that it was going to suffer for this, but I think that it has had stronger growth than people forecast over the past 9 months. The growth is going to continue to be strong, and the EU is basically a failed experiment. They're growing at about 1% a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see, for example,
are you worried about the unwinding, the ultimate complete unwinding of the EU?
I think it would be a good thing. There is no reason that Germany and Greece should have the same currency, for example.
Right.
So I'm not worried about it at all. I think it would be really positive.
Well, it's certainly been Greece, for example, and Italy now maybe, and some of the other countries have been the time they've spent trying to reconcile all that, they could have been used to grow their economy, couldn't they?
They really could have, yes.
So,
and it'll be beneficial for the United States, because if Britain grows faster, Britain imports and buys a lot of our things. So it will be beneficial, because if Britain grows faster, then their imports from the United States will increase, and we will be able to sell them more things.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to produce more things and sell them more things. So I think that will be very beneficial.
Well, one thing that's been good in this Brexit thing is the pound has come down, I know the pound's come down against the dollar, and that's been good for our exports, hasn't it?
It's been very good for Britain's exports. It's been
Let's help them. That's right. The other way around. Yeah, that's
been
right.
Very good for Britain's exports.
It's good for visitors, though. It's good for tourism from America.
Yeah, it's good for visitors. It's good for tourism. Yes, exactly.
It's good when you go visit your parent, your family in England, isn't it?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So do you see
So we should be signing a free trade agreement with them as soon as we are legally allowed to do so.
Interesting. So how long do you think the EU will stay together?
I don't know. I can forecast the past, but the future I have more trouble with. All I know is that many politicians are running on platforms of leaving the EU.
Right. Italy's
right.
one of them. And,
well, France is one of them
Le
with
Pen.
Marine Le Pen.
Yeah.
Italy, Hungary, Slovakia. So there's elements that say we want to do this too. And one result of this would be that EU regulation would be reformed. They
right.
would make some dramatic changes
right.
and actually reform
those
regulations.
There could also be some bad stuff come out of that too. We'll have to see how that goes. Hey, Diana, good job today. Come back soon.
Great to be with you.
Diana,
thanks
first
so much
Scott
for having
Roth,
me on.
Ladies and gentlemen, economics21.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.